Say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal. And the straw boss said, well, to bless my soul, you load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Silent night.
I'm alive.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas. You'll
I need to hear you. lost my balance. I fell from the trapeze. This act isn't easy. I've been underwater. This storm has been raging. These nights are not sleeping. My dreams are now strangers to me. And I need you now. There's too many miles on my bones. I can't carry the weight of the world. No, not on my own. Like water, this place is a desert. I've been walking in circles. I'm screaming for answers. Am I falling to pieces? Or maybe I'm finally breaking through. I need you now. There's too many miles.
dark of night. Remember what we all got. I know it's a long shot, but we're bringing it all back. We're bringing it all back. Feel the light shining like the stars tonight. Remember what we all got. I know it's a long shot, but we're bringing it all back. We're bringing it all back. Here I go. It's better now. Feel better now. I still remember when things were broken, but put together, the cracks will close in. Hurry up, hurry up. There's no more waiting. We're still worth saving. Give me Jesus.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. everybody. You probably guessed it was me. Oh, good. Rosemary disappeared, so I thought maybe she left because all I was playing was music. I'm glad you're back, Rosemary. Good chat. Usually I say that it's me and I'm going to play worship, but I didn't. So thanks, Tana, for sticking on the line.
Hi, Judy.
And thanks,
love
Rosemary.
You.
Yes,
I love you.
Hi.
I love you, Jesus. Yes, I figured it was you from the song selection.
I love you too, Tana. Love Jesus.
That's
how he's
going to
sound.
I love
you,
Holy you too.
Oh, that's the way he's going to sound? Oh,
what'd
okay.
you say?
I said, oh, that's the way he's going to sound? Oh, okay.
Like he has a cold. No, I'm playing. No, he is going to sound like he has a cold because he was crying because he missed us so much. He's going to be like, my nose is stuffed up from crying because my dad would
yeah.
never get you guys. Ha, Jesus. He'll
that
do that.
Is
that's
truth.
Be fun. So I'm so glad to be here with everybody. Yes, you're welcome, Rosemary. I'm so happy to host. Jerry Berry, he has a cold, and him and his girls are driving to his parents' house in Florida for Christmas and the New Year. So he thought, I better take today off because just talking to my girls, my voice is, I'm losing it. So, and then, what's today, Wednesday? Oh, and Tana, you offered for tomorrow, so that's good. And then I'll do it Friday because they're, wait, no, he's leaving on Sunday. So he'll probably be back with us on Friday. He's probably going to just call in or something, but I just wanted to say that. So we don't have a whole bunch of garage work because it's just me and I'm a jackass. But I do have a really cool thing to share. First of all, Tana, do you have anything to share? Are you at work? What's going on? Good.
I actually just finished work. And, you know, when I host, too, I don't really have garage work. I just kind of play music. And hopefully somebody
yeah.
has stuff to share. Every now and then I have a dream.
I know. I don't live in the garage, but you would think I would from the fumes I inhale. So, yeah. Glorious fumes, that is. Okay, well, did Jerry tell you guys about my dreams? I couldn't even call in yesterday at all. It was just a really busy day. This is my last week of work before, and my son's last week of school before break, so we're cramming in a bunch of stuff. And it's never
yeah,
time,
he went over something, but he couldn't remember all of it. And then Marianne, he said you had something from Marianne, too, that he couldn't remember. So
yeah, okay, yeah, because Marianne, she can't always call in because of her crazy job and her schedule with traveling. But she, okay, you guys remember a while back about her Brad Pitt flirt? Okay, well, anyway, long story short, I'm just going to say this. It's for this Friday, the 18th. So she's really pumped because something happened. And that's, I'm just summing it up. There was a whole bunch, but. So she's really, so basically the long story short is this Friday is her date set. She's really excited. She just really, you should have heard her. She called me from work and I happened to pick up because I went to a job. And I got there at 8, and I didn't have to start until 10:40. So I walked to Ross and was walking around and talking to her. And then I had a dream. And so it was really cool because
okay,
my
Martin
dream...
Luther King. You sound like Martin Luther King when you said it. I had
yeah.
a dream.
Okay, so I love how God totally gets us when we are so unworthy. I hate it when he does it, but I love it when he does it because even I get caught up in performance, even though he's set me free from it in so many ways. But, you know, every now and then I'm being a good donkey. He's going to bless me, you know. but I had kind of a, it was, which day was it? Because I had the dream not last night, but the night before. Well, anyway, one of the school days this week, I was a very impatient homeschooler mom on top of, I mean, I have to give myself grace. I work all day and then I come home and it's just, you know, but I never had a lot of patience as a teacher to begin with. That's why I never taught special ed or anything. People used to always say, you'd be, and I'm like, no, you don't understand. If I tell you three times and you don't get it, I just figure you're not going to catch it yet. You're just not ready to grasp it. So then I don't. You know, so I'm really not very patient, never have been. But I have other good qualities. That's just not one of them when it comes to stuff, explaining stuff. I just have always been that way. And I'm impatient with myself too. So anyway, I was displaying some impatience and being an imperfect mother, and I was beating myself up because, you know, I wasn't probably behaving the best, but you know, I was just tired on top of that and everything else. Okay. And I think I was just, what was going on? Anyway, it wasn't entirely my fault. My son is doing great, but he wasn't doing his best. And after working all day, and I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to come home to this kind of, you know, ridiculous work. You need to step up your game, you know, kind of a thing. But I didn't say it in the greatest of ways. And so I was beating myself up before I went to bed. And I was like, God, I'm sorry. I could have handled that better. And all that. And so, but wouldn't you know it, on a night where I went to bed, like feeling like a total failure as a parent and a homeschool mother, I mean, I was like, God, if I could just stay home and not go to work, I'd be the best homeschool mom. We'd be doing all this fun stuff. But, you know, now it's just, we have to, I mean, he's learning well. Don't get me wrong. It's still better than any public or private school, in my humble opinion. It's just, you know how it is. You're always thinking you can do this or do that or do better. Okay, so long story short, I went to bed just totally tired. I was too tired to cry. And I was exhausted mentally and in every other way. And I wasn't really having a bad day. I was just tired. I came home. The dog had diarrhea. And then I had a bunch of things I had to do. And then my son didn't do his work well. And all this stuff. And so I was just, you know, I flew off the handle and stuff. Okay, so anyway, I went to bed just feeling like, ugh. And I don't even remember, I didn't even put on my pajamas. I just went to bed in the clothes I wore to work because I was so tired and I was so mad at myself. and just mad that we were still here and mad that I'm having to do like a half-assed job of everything I do. It's like I don't have time to do it. So everything's just half-assed, and I'm a junkie, so that's kind of funny, actually. So anyway, wouldn't you know that God would choose that night to totally bless me? So the last time I got a really big flirt, I mean huge, I get flirts all the time, but like, you know, not every day do you get like open visions. And that thing I had, I know it wasn't a dream. I know it was a vision right before I woke up. It was because I wasn't really totally asleep. But anyway, so that was huge about the bear landing. And I haven't had anything like really big since. And I've just been trudging along like we all are with our different challenges, which are totally God ordained. So I'm not complaining. But anyway, when I went to bed, the Lord gave me the most amazing thing. And it was just as amazing as the bear thing. And I couldn't believe how he blessed me. I woke up and I was like, you do love me, aren't you? Your strength is made perfect in my weakness, isn't it? You weren't even disappointed with me in my behavior yesterday, even though I made amends. And my son and I talked it out, and I apologized, and he apologized, and I apologized to God. And that, even though, you know, as a parent, you just feel you kind of, I not even as a parent, I just beat myself. That's what I've done my whole life. But I'm hardly do it anymore. I'm almost 100% better. But every now and then it rears its head up when I'm an utter failure. And I was that day. And even when I was doing it, I knew I was failing and I was still like, I wouldn't shut up. I should have just gone for a walk and took a breath. But anyway, so I just woke up in total gratitude. And my sister was like, hello, you need to get up. We have to leave. Because that was a day I had to bring her to work and then go to work. So we have to leave the house by 7. And I was still laying in bed. And she's like, why aren't you up? I'm like, because I had an amazing dream and I have to sit here. It's too amazing. I don't want to get up. And she's like, well, you better hurry up. I'm like, I know, I will. Don't worry. Because what she doesn't know is I had packed my lunch and stuff the night before for some weird reason. I don't usually do that. I'm not usually organized nowadays. And so the Lord knew what he was going to have me do. So I was laying in my bed because I was amazed at what he showed me. And he continued to tell me that he was going to give me more information, but it wasn't even that. It was the feeling in my body. Okay, so here was the dream, you guys. Okay. And I just want to say, right when I woke up, I was fully aware that I didn't deserve it after I'd had, like, before I went to bed, you know, like that, like before dinner, what had happened in my house. And so it was really, I woke up and I realized you love me and your favor's on me so much. And it's almost like he was rewarding me for failing. And I mean, I know I'm not going to go that far. Don't try to fail at all ever. But it was almost like his love was so strong for me. He was like, I mean, the verse, your strength is made perfect in my weakness, just came to me like I've never experienced it. Like you picked this day to give me this huge flirt when you knew I needed it. And I'm so unworthy, and I want to thank you. And that's the feeling I had when I first woke up, that he would give me such amazing stuff. Okay, so I go to bed. I had two dreams, and they were two distinct things, okay? But they were both very prophetic, and the Lord told me they were rapture-related. But the second one, it wasn't completely apparent from the dream. Some things are just obvious. It wasn't, but it was rapture. He told me it was a rapture dream. Okay. So the first dream was, oh, hi, Raina, and hi, Deborah, and hi, Rosemary. Judy here. The first dream was I was completely in love. I told you I've had these love dreams before, but this one was different than any other. And this wasn't Jesus. This was, you know, the other love that God created, which is called Eros, which is the highest form of love between a man and a woman. And that is what God ordained and created. So I know a lot of people have been burnt on earth. I know I've been divorced twice and all that. But the thing is, you have to remember, no matter how much you've been hurt, God ordained this institution. So it's going to be amazing when you get to have it in his perfection. Okay. On this earth, it's kind of cruddy. Okay. Some people actually make it and I'm happy for them. I personally haven't really met anyone, but I know they're out there and I love it. I'm happy for them. Okay. But I, even though I don't want that right now in my life at all, I really don't. But the Lord has been doing this thing where he gives me these dreams because of course I want it on the other side. I just don't want anything like that here. I've had opportunity. I turned down things. I had made a decision a while back. And so it's a concentrated decision to just be his. And that's why I sometimes call myself Mother Teresa, but I call myself Mother Blanken Teresa. It's a joke, okay? Mother effing Teresa, I tell Jerry. Because all I care about is helping kids and animals. I'm like the Mother Teresa of whatever, high school and high schoolers and animals and feeding these cats and all the stuff that I do. And it's ridiculous because one of my homeless cats, I think his leg got ran over and he's hobbling around. And that's another story. I'll tell you guys about it. But I'm praying over his leg. Anyway, okay, here we go. So in the dream, I had this most amazing dream about being fully loved. You guys, in all the love dreams he's given me thus far, since he fell on my son, I have never had one this intense. All I know is I was with a wonderful man and he loved me fully and I could feel that he loved me completely and thoroughly and it had nothing to do. Okay. So, I was blessed with, you know, certain attributes that men like, okay. Like, and so I have always been immediately, men have drawn to me by just the outward appearance. Okay. Since a very young age, like 14, okay? And so that's just the way God wanted to favor me. Okay, and that's cool. I accept that. But so as a result, there's a lot of immediate stuff whenever it has come to male, female. And so I used to go out of my way to not wear makeup and stuff just to try to attract, like, somebody for who I am, you know? And when I met my first husband, he met me with sweats on and no makeup, and he's still – he always laughed about it because that's like so funny. But anyway, so I used to do that so that nobody would just try to like get me because of my looks or my body or whatever. Okay. So that's my little history. So this dream was so amazing, you guys, because I don't know how I knew, but the guy wasn't, I don't even know how I knew it, but it had nothing to do with those attributes that are so valid and they're wonderful. It's very good to be attracted to somebody. This goes for male and female because of their looks and their body. It's very good to have that attraction. Don't get me wrong. That's a God ordained and created thing as well. Okay. But you know, as we know in a fallen world, sometimes that's the only thing that gets valued and treasured in a man, or men have it happen to them too. And in women. And that's unfortunate. Okay. And so what in this dream, I knew that I was fully loved. I could feel it in my bones. It was crazy. We were going down an escalator, an escalator with the stairs, like in the mall that goes electronically, an escalator. And we were just holding hands, and I was fully loved. You guys, it was so beautiful. And the Lord in the dream was letting me know that that was a gift from Him, and I've already known that. But to feel that, okay, in its perfection. So anyone that's single and hasn't been married or is really dying for that, believe me, you don't want it here. What you have coming is going to drop you to your knees, and you're just going to want to worship God because it's going to be.
I want it in
so,
heaven.
Yes, Tana,
that's
it's going to be.
Want. And I went in heaven.
You just not even, I can't even describe to you. I'm trying my best, but it was, and I felt it, and it wasn't anything sexual. It was, even though it was all encompassing, because that's a part of a male-female thing, but what it was this, it was almost like it was the Lord loving you, but it was in every aspect, but it was a man He created in His image. And if you're a woman, you know, if you were a guy, it's a woman He created in your image. This goes for male and female, what I'm sharing. I just happen to be a female, and it was the male I was with. And in me personally, He let me feel and have a knowing that I was fully loved, and it had nothing to do with anything other than true love. It wasn't because I looked a certain way or had a certain personality, you know, a charisma. It was just thoroughly based on He chose me. This guy chose me to love. And He loved me because of who I was fully, all parts. You know, it was just, you guys, I don't even know that I had an awareness as we were holding hands going down the escalator. And I don't know if we were going up or down. I just remember it was just like so beautiful. Okay, so anyway, then that dream fades out. And believe me, it seems like, okay, what's more? Where's more? No, there's not more to it. It was so intense. It could have lasted all night and it would have been exciting to have that feeling, okay? And so this is the highest order besides consummation with our Creator, which is a spiritual thing. But after that, the man and woman love, that's huge. Love is the only thing that matters in God's kingdom. That is the highest power, the highest everything. So you have to know that male females, when they grow up, you know, this is what they get. This is God's gift. And I really don't think that in the other side there'll be people that aren't married. I don't see that, because that to me seems like it was something created for earth after the fall. I believe, because in the garden He created man for woman. You know, that's just my personal opinion, that people will be married. They will want to be, because it's going to be beautiful and all the scars that were here are going to be gone. But that's just my opinion. My son, when God fell on him, he saw so many marriages, he couldn't even describe it. He goes, Mom, there's zillions. They just happen all at once. There's so many. So the Lord is just beautiful in that. Love is going to be with us forever. It's going to be eros. It's going to be the eros love between a man and woman. It's going to be the agape love with God. It's going to be phileo, the friendship love that we have, like me and Tana right now. It's the friendship love. It's the strongest, the three highest orders of love. Okay. All right. So then the most exciting part, guys, is the next one. Okay. So, you're going to love this. Okay. So then now this is a whole different section of my dream. Okay. So I had a dream that I was standing with three or four people, and I was led to believe that we were somewhere that, you know what, it was, it appeared to be, I don't know where we were, but it seemed like we were on earth somewhere. Okay. That's just what I'm saying. In the dream, out of nowhere came a huge tidal wave. I'm talking a wave. It reminds me of Jonathan Kleck's vision. A wave as high as the walls of Jerusalem. Remember how he has his prophecy? I've almost memorized it. That came to my mind when I woke up, his prophecy, a wave as high as the walls of Jerusalem, blah, blah. But anyway, in the dream, it didn't. In the dream, I was sitting here casually with about three or four people, don't know who they were, probably know they were angels. I don't know. And suddenly out of nowhere at all, a huge wave was coming toward us, and I was looking toward it, and they were kind of sideways, and I'm like, oh, and they were like freaking out. They couldn't even talk. They were so, I don't know. I didn't really see their faces, but they were stunned. But I was like, you guys, because, okay, I'm an experienced person in the ocean. I'm teaching my son to be, we swim in the ocean waves all the time. And we, I used to take surfing lessons. I feel really confident in the ocean. Okay. I know about riptides and things like that. Okay. So what I was telling everybody was, you guys, just all we have to do is jump into it. If we try to outrun it right now, we are all going to die. So just run toward it. Come on, let's go. And they weren't saying anything. They were silent. I'm like, you guys, come on, jump. What are you doing? Jump, run toward it, jump. We're going to die, you know. Huge, you guys, out of nowhere, huge wave. Okay, I was like, why are they not responding to me? Because they were staring at the other wave coming from the other direction. That's just not even natural. That doesn't even happen in the ocean, okay? So one's coming this way, and now one's coming up on the side this way. So I'm sitting here trying to save their life, right? And little do I know that they're so stunned they can't even answer me because they're looking at this one coming from this side, okay? And, so, Bummer, I'm sorry you keep losing sound, Rosemary, because you might want to listen in the archive. Because it's a really cool dream. Okay, and so, anyway, are you losing sound, Tana? Because maybe it's because I'm in my bedroom and I have to move. Are you losing sound, Tana?
I can hear you.
Oh. Are you losing sound, Tana?
Tana? I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Okay, then. All right, Rosemary's losing sound. Okay, so, sorry about that, Rosie. Anyway, so this other huge wave, and you guys, I've never seen a wave this big. I can't even say. To me, it was as high as the sky, okay? It was just unnatural, totally huge. So it comes from the other side. So now my whole theory of jump to the wave, I mean, it's pretty much a wash because if you go in it, it's coming from the other way. You're going to get ripped apart. We're going to die, okay? So when I looked, I was like, oh! And I was stunned just like they were because it's like there's nothing we can do. There's a big one coming this way and a big one. Don't even try to go anywhere. We're dead, okay, basically. And so, but I was like, you know, oh, my gosh, okay, but jump. I still said it because it was like I'm not going to do nothing. And so I just said, jump. So the last thing I knew is I went toward the water and jumped in it. And then I had my eyes shut when I jumped in the water, and then I opened my eyes, and me and the four people, three or four people, I think it was four total, were standing there. And I'm like, wait, where'd the water go? Wait, what just happened? Did you guys just see that? They're like, they nodded. And I was like, well, that wave just went over us, and it didn't touch us? Wait, then I woke up. And I was like stunned because I knew that the Lord protected us. I knew, and that's when my sister was like, get up, because she wakes me up at 6. I always tell her if I'm not up, wake me up at 6. So I'm sitting here. I was up a little before 6. I'm sitting here in shock that God protected us in that big of a way because these waves were so big that was a huge amount of protection. That was just totally crazy that we were standing there and there was no water. It's kind of like, reminds me of when the Israelites, he just parted the water and they walked through it. And then the other guys came through and the waves went back through and they died and drowned. Okay. This was crazy. Cause the last thing I knew, I jumped in the water and I had my eyes shut, open my eyes, you know, cause thinking I need to start swimming. And then I'm standing like we were before and the waves didn't hit us. And there was no water around. It was all over with. And I don't know if they were angels because they didn't really say much. You know, they were like, uh-huh. They just were like that. So sometimes something in me makes me think they could have been angels watching over me or something. But I don't know. I in the dream, I think I just assumed they were people that I was with. And I was sitting in my bed. Okay, so when I woke up, the love dream thing wasn't what I was contemplating. That was beautiful. I remembered it. Okay, when I first woke up, I had the feeling that I was such a failure yesterday as a parent and a homeschool mom. I was such a failure. I was really good at my job, though. I did good at my teaching job that day. But And I remember going, God, you are so good to give me this on the day where I thought I failed. Wow. So I was sitting there in awe that he favored me and gave me these two dreams. Then I remembered the love dream, and I was like, oh, that's going to be beautiful. But that's not the thing that was driving me. Because, see, God's love trumps the male and the female thing. I've got to say, it trumps it. Oneness with him trumps that. So I was sitting in my bed, sitting here just like in an afterglow of that protection from these waves. All I wanted to sit here and say was, holy, 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 and worthy are you, God. You're awesome and mighty and powerful, and you're so kind and so compassionate to your creation. We should have died, and you didn't let us die when those waves came from two directions, waves I have never seen. And I just couldn't believe. I was just sitting here in awe. And I knew it was prophetic because he was talking to me about it. He said, there's more. This dream means more. It means more than what the obvious implication that I'm with you, that I will protect you. He was telling me this, there's more. You're going to understand what this means more. You're going to know, but you don't know it fully yet, but you're going to know. And I was like, okay, so how much more can I know just for right now? So what he was letting me know was that he said, this is a rapture dream. And I'm like, but I don't get it, because I didn't go up like my other ones where the bare land, I went up. I mean, I don't know how it's a rapture dream. He goes, you'll know. It's a rapture dream, and you're going to know. And I'm like, okay, all right. So so it was like he gave me something to ponder and be blessed with. And even though I loved the love dream, the second part was way more. It was way more amazing because it was God. It was God. The love thing was God too, but this is all encompassing God. This is God, God, God. Okay. And no added anything, just pure God, where I would be with three or four people and then we would have a calamity like this come upon us. And we would be supernaturally, we see the waves, we're being encompassed by the waves, and then the next minute I'm standing there and there's no water and we didn't die. Okay, so later on that morning, just not even 4 hours later, not even 2 hours later actually, because, okay, five, six, okay, a couple hours later, I'm at work and I'm checking my phone. I'm teaching it was yesterday, I was teaching middle school math. Okay, and so I had the kids taking some state tests that I have to help them with because they're not. Anyway, so, but in between kids asking questions, I was able to go on my phone, which was awesome. So I was checking the news, and they cut down LA schools because of bomb threats and New York City schools, and the Lord was letting me know, two waves. Two false flags. He totally let me know those were totally contrived. Those were not real. That's the New World Order. Almost everything that's going on right now, you guys, is the New World Order, just so you know. You can pretty much assume it. It's them, because he's given them permission to act. We're about to get out of here. I know it. Okay, so those represented the two waves, the LA school district, the New York, and he said, watch this. Watch this. So I was watching it all day. I was like, dearie, the two waves. But there's more. He told me there's more. So it's going to apply. There's more. There's so much to get out of these two waves. There's so much. I don't even know everything yet. But he let me know that what they were doing, one wave represented the East Coast, which was them shutting down the New York City schools because of bomb threats. Thousands of children did not get to attend school because of quote-unquote bomb threats, which we know is the New World Order way of bringing order out of chaos. Okay, they've been given permission, but they did it. God showed me I'm doing it. I'm letting them do it on the east to west coast. There's going to be terror in your nation, east to west coast. See, they shut out the one wave was the west coast. That was LA, 623,000 kids didn't go to school. Schools were shut down because of bomb threats on the west coast and on the east coast, New York City school district. See, I know what it's like to work for a big school district. I used to work for San Francisco Unified. Big school districts, you can do anything if you're the New World Order. You can just tell them what you want them to do and they'll do it. I saw so much corruption. It was horrible what I saw. I saw so much, you guys. I enjoyed what I did because I was there for the kids, but the corruption, woo, And that's just San Francisco City School District. And everyone knew it was bad. I mean, we all knew. We saw stuff. We're just like, we just tried to just pretend like we weren't looking, because bottom line is, you know, we were there for the kids. And but there's so much corruption and foul, horrible things going on. It's really bad. I can tell another day, but it's not really important. We know this place is corrupt, okay? Anyway, but these are government-controlled places, you know, schools, public schools are, so they can do what they want. They want to have a fake bomb threat and say it's real to everybody, fine. Okay, so he was letting me know that the two waves were that, and I was so excited. And oh, I'm trying to read chat. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, he let me know these are, he let me know, like, I mean, it's pretty obvious when we saw what was going on, it's a false flag. We all know that, okay? By now, we know what they are. They're hoaxes and false flags. Some of them are false flags, some of them are hoaxes. You just have to, you know, you'll get good at it. But you don't really need God to tell you that anymore, because it's pretty, but he let me know. And he said, I want you to keep your eye on this, because, see, now these were two waves of terror that went on the East Coast and the West Coast in one day at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That was just one day, and that's how our departure is going to be. One day we're going to be here, one day we're going to be gone. One day God allowed terror to hit the public city schools from the East to West Coast in the USA, and one day he's going to allow a nuke to hit. You know, it's just going to happen that quick. So, you know, if you're getting discouraged by the wait time, don't be. We're leaving. It's all going to happen so quick. Once it starts, boom, boom. And he let me know that dream meant it's starting. Okay, we already know this stuff has started, even since he fell on my son and before. It has started, but it's picking up pace, just like the Bible gives the analogy of the birth pangs and a woman's about to give birth. And you know, there's more pangs. Uh-oh, the contractions are closer together. You know, they're... Uh-oh, the contractions are now 3 seconds apart. Okay, the contractions are now 2 seconds apart. She's going to have this baby, folks. They're no more, these contractions are no longer 5 minutes apart. And I really believe that our contractions now are about 3 minutes apart. I mean, we're about to go. And the worldwide rapture is about to happen as well after we leave. So, and others have gone. But you guys, I'm telling you, there's more. I don't know. I'm waiting to see also what the two waves meant. There's so many implications. I'm protecting you. These things, you may see stuff, but I'm, you know, it won't touch you. But, you know, we won't be here, because he let my son know we're out of here for bad stuff. So, so don't worry. You know, I don't have a bunch of food stored up or anything like that. Tana must have had to have gone to work. Bummer. So, wow, Rosemary. I mean, Raina. She's saying, yeah, her daughter, they're in college and high school and even in elementary, and it's crazy. They're having all kinds of evacuations and stuff at their schools. Yeah. They're creating their chaos so they can make their order and their new world order. And we know this. And, anyway, I'm so happy to share. Thanks for listening, everybody. That's what God gave me. Not yesterday, but the day before. But then yesterday was my day to really revel in it and be like, wow, you're so good. And then today, I was able to take a day off. Even though after Friday, I'm off 2 weeks. It's just my schedule. I was so blessed. My sister blessed me and said, don't go to work today here. Here, I'll pay you what you would have been paid for a day. She sees how I'm doing so much. So God is good. He gave me a day today to rest. And I work the next couple days if we're here, but I don't expect to be. It's the evil servant that thinks his master is delaying. So no, I'm not an evil servant. I know he's coming. I'm ready for him. My lamp is lit. I'm not discouraged. I'm really not discouraged at all, since he has given me the bear landing dream, and you know, when the troops land and we go up and all that. So I'm not discouraged, but we need these encouragements. I'm not discouraged, but I didn't know how bad I needed to be encouraged until he gave me the dream. And that's another reason, after he gave it to me, I woke up, I was sitting in my bed and I was just sitting here going, God, you are so good. I didn't know how bad I needed another sign that we're out of here, like now. But I'm so thankful. So anyway, I know that the show's about to end, and Rosemary won't hear it, and Raina won't, and no one's called in. So we'll go ahead and end it. Tana dropped, and I was so happy to share. I love you guys. It was really fun worshiping with you. And please pray for Marcus. He's my outdoor kitty that the Lord brought. He was a homeless stray from the creek, and he used to limp, and God healed him and everything, but I think his leg got hit by a car or something, and I don't have the money. I really don't. If I did, I think that's why God did it this way. He knows I would have already had him at the vet, but I don't even have a credit card to give the vet that has any balance on it. And so I prayed over him. He's not walking very good at all. He's always had a little baby limp since he was little, but this is bad. It's like he was laying on my front porch. So can everybody pray for Marcus, that God would heal Marcus? He's not even a year old. And he's really fat and fluffy and cute now, but he's has a really bad limp. He can barely walk on his one leg, which looks like it's hanging, so I think it's broken. But I really believe that God let me know that the reason why I didn't give you the ability to help him and bring him to the vet is because I'm going to do it. So I just lift up Marcus and pray. My son named him Marcus. He's a black cat with orange eyes. Anyway, so we lift him up and thank you, our pastor, that you care about the animals. You're gonna heal him in Jesus' name. 90 seconds. I love you, Rosemary and Raina. Thanks for sharing in chat, Raina. Yes. Yeah, I hear you. I know, Raina, I get sleepy too. And God bless you and your kid. Christmas, Raina, baby. I just ordered my son his little thing, and it should be on the way, and we're just, you know, we just have a little bit of Christmas lights up. I got one string last year, but that's it. We don't put anything up anymore because we just really want to keep it about Jesus. And so, but the lights I got last year, I'm going to hang up. I just put them on our bookshelf because we don't have a tree. So I put them on a bookshelf. Oh, that's cool, Raina. Thank you. I just know he's going to heal Marcus because he didn't give me the ability to. I love you guys, and if we don't see each other tonight, let's see each other here tomorrow. I'll be here. Tana's hosting. Thank you, Tana. And Spirit and the Bride say, come. And Mama Pat didn't call me or email me, so I hope she's okay. She usually emails me and tells me I'm not going to be here. I'm sure she's fine. But we love you, Mama Pat. Okay. All right, you guys, I love you. Come. Okay. We love you, Jesus. Gonna be here for us. Okay. Bye-bye.